Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
Hey, I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under $60.
Ooh, 60.
We go way past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome one and y'all to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show. All right, just right off the top. Just go ahead. Cue it.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Someone tell me why. I mean, before we even have a chance to say anything, you're just going to go straight into a question. Tell me why.
Can somebody tell me why goat yoga is a thing?
Yeah.
And I'm not even asking, like, ironically. I'm asking, like, my drive here to work is, like, through Tennessee back roads, most beautiful drive ever, all that stuff. But, like, at one point in time, I was passing like two different goat yoga places. So I'm like, goat yoga? Why? Can somebody tell me why?
I don't think there's a reason.
No.
I think it's just shock value.
You sure?
Yeah. It's like we're going to make yoga more exciting by throwing goats on your back.
My wife has done it.
It seems fun.
Yeah.
Does it though?
So how was her experience, Miss D-Rock?
It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, you got to watch the claws.
The hooves.
Like, the hooves. They walk on your back.
I was going to say, goats have claws now?
Well, whatever they are.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a little out of
weight.
I
mean, she hasn't done it again, if that does anything. It's like a one and done.
That doesn't seem like a very good business model.
Well, apparently the lady that started it, the yoga teacher, met with this lady who had a farm, and so she invited her friends out. This is from research, by the way.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you know the origin story of goat yoga?
I went down the rabbit hole, man. I needed to know why. Why? Why?
Do they claim there's like a health benefit to it?
Yes.
Oh, they do.
Okay, so let me back up. So the origin story real quick. Yoga instructor had a friend at the farm. Like, hey, it'd be fun to like bring my friends out here. And then the goats, I think they got out and they ended up getting on the people doing yoga. Ha, ha, ha. So funny. Little baby goats. How cute.
Uh-huh.
That whole thing. Well, long story short, like people got wind of this goat yoga, and so it became like sold out. She ended up like doing these goat yoga sessions like 7 days a week. She made hundreds of thousands of dollars, and apparently now it's like a nationwide thing.
Okay.
But I don't, so I was like, okay, well, it's a thing now, but like, is there any, to your question, mm-hmm. is there any benefit? And they would tell you, they being the
proprietors of goat yoga places.
Yeah, the goat yogi, would that be?
The goat sherpas. Sherpa's something else.
Sherpa's the guy that helps you go up mountains with...
The teacher is like a yogi, right? What they call him?
That's a bear.
Sure.
That is also a bear, correct. Yeah. but they say that the benefits of goat yoga are... It's therapeutic because everybody's laughing. You're creating this moment with your friends. So it's communal. The goats are cute because, like, when you're doing your poses,
the endorphins are flowing.
Yeah. They cuddle up next to you while you're doing your what are the upward dog?
Downward dog. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That too. Yeah. So, like, they like to cuddle and interact. And apparently, the trust factor with goats are pretty low. So they're not really afraid of humans like other animals might be. So they're very intrigued and curious, and so you create this cute moment, therapeutic, you know, and pets and therapy and all that stuff.
I think you asked your question and then answered it.
Yeah, you just sold me.
Yeah, but that doesn't sell it for me. Why? Like, that's it?
That's it. I think that's it.
Yeah. Are you mad at it?
Oh, man. All right, give the man his point.
This is D-Rock's channel.
I think you answered your question.
I don't know, man. I'm just...
You're either into it or you're not.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah. You answered the question, but you just have to be into it.
Yeah, not a goat guy,
okay,
I guess.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Got to be a goat person.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, guess what?
What? Can I
Season 7.
But we're gonna.
Yes.
Yeah, you are. We got a good one. I got a good beer boy. We had a little. You know, he came in with the assist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So this will be fun. Shall we do A?
Well, before we get there, we have a fluffer.
Yeah. So season 7.
Doing a fluffer.
We're in the fluffer season.
I got a fluff. JD's not doing it.
Are we shooting it or are we just
me and D-Row? I'm not shooting it. Here, cheers to a fluffer.
Cheers to fluffer.
You can tell me what it is after we drink it.
You brought this one in.
I did?
Yeah.
It's like drinking peanut butter. I don't know what that is.
Military special.
Oh. Well, it's not horrible.
No. The 80 proofer, Barton.
All right. Acclimated.
Yeah, we're ready.
You guys primed?
Yeah.
Okay. On to A.
A.
Woo.
Mm.
I think he's trying to kill us.
Now, okay, why would I try to kill you on the very first time I bring on season 7?
You're done.
I think I'm going to like this.
Oh, the season premiere is also the season finale.
Yeah, JD's so. Like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to kill off my co-hosts, and that way I don't have to have a show anymore.
I mean, whatever gets illicit, I will, I mean.
This just smells like straight up rubbing alcohol.
Oh, no. I was getting cherries.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting rich oak. Let me give you guys some tasting notes here.
And I have COVID, I guess.
Nosing
I
don't notes. on the nose, you should get light scents of aged oak and vanilla. Underneath are hints of caramel, baking spice, honeyed orange, and fresh leather.
Mm.
I don't get any of that.
You don't get oak.
Really? I get the leather, too.
A lot of leather.
Yeah.
It is leathery. The oak is there.
I'm only getting it now because you're saying it.
Kind of like that deep brown leather when you go into a store, a furniture store, and you go up to the couch and you smell it and you rub it. That's when it...
Is that what you do when you go to the store?
Is that how you shop for furniture?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you rub the furniture
and smell
before
it?
Like...
You don't rub your furniture?
No. Okay. I never... I just bought furniture and I didn't rub the furniture. I sat in it and it's like, that's okay. You're like over here petting it like a dog.
Yes.
Or like a goat at
where do
goat
you smell?
Yoga.
Where on the furniture do you
smell?
Well,
if it's a couch, like right on the seat.
You smell the seat?
Well, yeah.
You're just smelling
vibes. I'm a set guy.
You're just... Smell it a whole
if it's
bunch
brand
of
new. No, if it's not right. Brand new.
All right, nothing so D-Rock has a sit kink, apparently.
Oh, man.
Nothing on the floor of a furniture store is new. That's had butts all on it
hundreds,
all day long.
Hundreds.
I guarantee people sit on those and fart on them on purpose.
Maybe so.
And you're just diving
getting all
right
up
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Rubbing it and smelling
thanks
it.
For sharing that, D-Rock. That's awesome.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Cheers to A. Let's
cheers.
See what it tastes like.
Yes, sir.
On the palate says here you can get orange zest, oak, vanilla, brown sugar. Overall light, creamy mouthfeel.
Very citrusy, vanilla-y. It's thin. It's watery.
Might be a little lower proof than we
thought. Yeah. I get more in the palate for sure than I do off the nose.
Yeah.
All right. Are we over or under? Over or under $30?
You're over.
I'm guessing we're like over.
I don't know.
He's just going to refuse to play the game this season.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, see, he won't
do it. What's the game?
Now he's going to play dumb on the whole thing.
Do you need me to say if it's closer to 60 than 30? Like,
I just like the chart, just the span of it.
I don't know how to...
All right, look, I can vote without even knowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a try.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. It's a stronger try, but it's not a buy.
Okay.
I can get better than that for $30.
I'm guessing we're closer to 60.
Yeah.
Yep. No way.
I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd buy it.
Okay. Buying a try.
Yeah. Price is over 30. I didn't know getting this at the store whether I was going to like it or not, but I actually love it. Yeah, the proof is lower. But again, if I'm in the mood for something lower proof, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to sit at home and drink like 130 proofs like every single night, you know, every
sure.
single night. You need variety. You need something that has complexity, but maybe not as much heat as something else. You know, right. Maybe you want to watch golf or a baseball game, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And want to be awake by the end of it.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a great pour.
Yeah.
A little bit more premium than, you know, some cheaper offerings at the same proof, but man, I think this one.
So you're a buy.
I'm a buy. There's a uniqueness factor. So.
So that gives us.
Yep, that's what we got.
That's it.
Perfect.
Proof.
What do you think the proof is?
85.
95.
Proof is 84.
84.
It's close.
Wow.
It's 4 years old.
D-Rock?
Six.
This is 10 years old.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Is this from a major?
It is.
From the South?
No.
Is it distilled and produced by the same company?
No.
Is it distilled in Indiana?
Some of it is.
Okay. No, okay. Blended. But you said no to the South.
No to the South. Has nothing to do with the South.
North.
Some of it is blended.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're never going to get this.
Okay, producer.
Producer is not out of the North.
The West.
Yes.
Is this finished?
It is not.
It's coming out of California.
No.
Utah.
No.
Colorado.
Yes.
Okay.
A tin? Is this? No, we've already had that one.
Tin cup, 10 year.
I think so.
Yeah. I want to play a game.
There is nothing to worry about. You're gonna be just fine.
Stop.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I know how you kids like them sloppy.
Sloppy seconds.
Can I play with my pants?
Hey, so for A, we're going to do a sloppy second.
Sloppy second okay. Today.
The first time we had this on the show, we were all tries. And I think today,
yeah,
you and I,
we did.
We're buys.
Yeah.
You did a conversion.
I did.
Okay.
So this is from our friends at Tin Cup. It is their 10-year American whiskey. It is sourced. It's a blend of bourbon from MGP and single malt whiskey from Stranahan's.
So what? Originally, we were all tries?
All tries.
Okay.
Probably may have had to do with price, maybe. Yeah. But I mean, $57, a 10-year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great blend, great taste.
And the Colorado mountain water.
Just don't go climbing mountains after you drank in the dark.
That just should be, go without saying. Like, you should just not climb and drink.
All right. Mind game day, sloppy second today.
You know, just a little something different for
you. Hasn't been done before.
Yes. I mean, who else would do it?
No one.
Can I play with madness?
All right, on to B.
B.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Man, speaking of Can I Play With Madness, I was watching Iron Maiden, concert from 2014 on TV last night. God, those guys.
So good.
Legends, dude. Just in front of 78,000 people just owning it. So, it's beautiful.
You had no fear of the dark, did you?
Oh, dude. When the crowd is just, whoa. Okay.
We got to go next time.
I digress. Yeah. On the nose.
Candy corn.
Ooh.
This is a little sweeter.
Yep.
It smells like Halloween.
Mmm.
Says here on the nose, you can get clean and aromatic notes with rich honey, vanilla, and baking spices.
Yeah. I mean, Halloween's fall. Sure.
Yeah. I'll take that.
All right. Let's jump in.
All right. Cheers. Cheers.
Ooh.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. It says on the palate, sweet, smooth and clean, with caramel apples, spice, brown sugar. Finish is smooth.
Smooth and clean.
And sweet.
And sweet. And sweet.
It's very fall.
Yeah.
It's a great fall pour.
Because?
It's got all those baking spices and, I don't know, it's just...
Like apple, cinnamon, yeah, baking spice kind of thing happening.
It's got the things you equate with fall.
Caramel apple.
Fallen leaves.
Yeah.
You know what those taste like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, these. That's what it tastes like.
But it's not like smoky.
No.
Toasty.
No, it's not smoky.
It's crisp.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's like fall apple pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, or licking a football after you've touched it.
The furniture store, now the footballs.
Yeah.
He's just making sure.
You've never licked a football?
I haven't licked one. I've smelled it quite a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I've smelled a football.
Yeah.
Everyone smelled a football in their day.
Like just to smell what it smelled like.
It is. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Not accidentally smelling
no.
it. Like you're just.
It's right. A new one right out of the
box. Just getting a good whiff of pigskin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whiff smelling fresh tennis balls.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, crack open a can. You know what's even better?
What?
Is a can of racquetballs.
Oh, I've never done that.
It's much more plasticky, but it's still a great smell.
Okay. Anyway.
We haven't used that as a nosing note yet.
Racquetballs?
Or tennis balls.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Surely that's got to come up at some point.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah. All right. Are we over or under 30 bucks?
You are over 30 bucks. You have a question? You in the back.
Yeah. How far over? Are you over?
You're closer to 60 than 30.
Okay.
Neither one of these have like blown my socks off, so I think I'm enthusiastic. Try.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's lower proof, but I really enjoy it. I think I'd buy this.
I think I'm in the same camp as well. It's for the exact same reasons that I liked the 10 cup 10 year.
Yeah.
It's a lower proof. Obviously, I'm not going to drink like super high octane proofs. If I want something sub 100, this is a great one, and it competes with other sub 100s.
Yep.
And it has a little bit more complexity than like some of your more budget ones. So I think the premium factor's there. Price is fair. Sign me up.
So that brings us yet again to...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Proof.
90.
I'm going to go with 95 again.
Proof on this is 92.
Ooh. Split the difference.
I kicked your butt on both of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is 5 years old.
D-Rock?
I'll go with 4.
It is 5 years old.
Look at that.
Man, I'm just on it.
You're
today.
Winning it.
This is from Kentucky.
This is not from Kentucky.
It's from the South, though.
It is not from the South.
Is this produced and distilled by the same spot?
No.
Okay.
Is it distilled in the South?
Rumor is... Yes.
But it's not produced in the South.
No.
Is this out west?
Yes.
Is this Colorado?
No.
California?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. A California bourbon.
Hodling?
Is that who I'm trying to think of? Hodling Company?
Hodling Company. But they're getting a lot of theirs from Willett. So.
Mm.
Then there's Anchor.
I don't know what Anchor is.
We've had their stuff. They're based, I think. Are they in San Francisco?
Hmm. I have no idea what this is. Is it recognizable? Do we know? Would we know what this is?
Yes.
I have the city.
Oh, right. Where's it from?
It's from Vallejo, California.
Oh, we've had Vallejo.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Because we contemplated how to pronounce it.
Savage and Cook.
Savage and Cook.
It is Savage and Cook.
Does this have anything to do with Scottie Pippen?
D-Rock, would you like to assist?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to come with the assist?
Did I get 3 points for that?
Hey. All right, you're on to it. Yes, for my friends at Savage & Cook, it is the Digits Bourbon, which is Scottie Pippen's bourbon.
Nice.
That's awesome.
97 points, best in class.
Now, see, I mean, if you put context to it, tasting this blind, I was a try. But if I if I saw this on the shelf and knowing it's Scottie Pippen, and I was a big Scottie Pippen fan when I was a kid, I would buy it.
Yeah.
Marketing would work in this one, mm-hmm. for sure.
I believe so. I think the price, because it's a celebrity whiskey, you're going to have to just pay over $50. It just, you're not going to get a celebrity whiskey under $50.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Creek water.
Well. Yeah. But, you know, this one's actually great. It's got a great bottle, great taste. Checks all the boxes for me.
Yeah.
You know, they actually, Savage and Cook and Scottie Pippen teamed up with a tea company. And they put out a tea where the leaves were actually aged in the barrels that were used
for
this whiskey. It was really good tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if they still sell it or not, but.
Hats off. I wanted to either trash it or.
Yeah.
You know, usually celebrity whiskeys, you kind of know what you're getting. But this is good.
Yeah. Good stuff. Way to go, Scotty.
It was a good layup.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Choose your cheers. You look a little hesitant over there.
Well, you've been playing this up a little bit today.
Yeah. How have I been playing it up?
Because we had lunch before, and he was like, I got an idea.
I got a good one for Choose Your Cheers.
I think it's a good one.
Uh-huh.
What if I didn't even pick Choose Your Cheers?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Can I play with
who did?
I can't say.
Oh.
Maybe me, maybe not.
Well, it smells really good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It does smell
good.
Stupid good.
It's a rye.
Barrel.
A little ethanol-y.
There's that rye tea thing to
it.
It's high proof.
It is.
But it's got the tea thing.
It says here on the nose, rich, lush vanilla aromas give way to delicious tropical notes, including bananas, freshly picked lemon, and molasses.
Mm. How do you pick molasses?
Freshly picked lemon.
And molasses.
And molasses.
Comma, and molasses.
And molasses.
Oh, got it. I'm not reading that. I didn't see the comma. All right.
Yeah, all that.
Let's see. Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, Lord. That's delicious. Where do I get more of that?
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. That leaves you kind of speechless, right? Says on the palate, you could get abundant fresh ground cinnamon with citrus zest, butterscotch, and light notes of toffee. Finish is tanned leather, brown sugar, nutmeg, and a long-lasting black pepper rye spice.
All of that.
Proof? 1,000%.
Proof is 120.
Okay.
121. Come on, Bob.
Proof on this, there's a range within this particular product between 104.8 to 106.6.
Oh, wow.
We
drink way hotter.
Struck out.
I'm assuming that's because it's a rye.
It is a rye.
That's why I drink a little hotter.
A really complex, rich rye. Is.
Price-wise, where are we?
What do you think?
Oh, man.
What do I think or what would I pay?
Give me both.
I'd pay 80 for that.
Okay. But it's probably going to be...
Probably like 120-ish.
Okay.
I was going to say $79 and probably 90.
Okay. Well, you're both wrong. because the price starts at around $500 and goes past $1,000 on secondary.
What the hell are we drinking? Where'd you get this?
Just hold on. pump the brakes. Age?
I don't know. 70? 15.
17.
You're a...
I've lost everything today. Come on.
18 years.
Yes!
God, you son of a...
I won.
You cheated and won that one.
Victory.
Just riding my coattails the whole time.
And I believe the mash bill is 100% rye.
Wow.
17 years old.
18.
Sorry, 18 years old from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No.
No, not from Kentucky. I just assumed. Something that good. Sorry, the rest of the country.
Cascade Moon.
90% sure it's sourced. Something that old from this distillery, it's a high likelihood that it's sourced.
Is this a Willet?
Not a Willet.
100% rye. It's well, but it's not produced out of Kentucky.
No.
Have we had this product similar on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. This is coming from Vermont.
It is from Vermont?
Yes.
Is retail $400 on this? $499?
Yes.
Is this Boss Hog?
Mm-hmm. Is this a Whistlepig Boss Hog?
This is, from our friends at Whistlepig, this is the Boss Hog 8 Lapu Lapu's Pacific.
Wow.
Where the heck did you get this?
From our friend Christy, who's also one of our Patreon members.
Wow.
She owns a bottle of Boss Hog?
And she wanted us to try it.
Wow.
I've never had it.
What do you think?
I haven't either.
Yeah, this is, my brother tells me it's the best thing he's ever had.
That it is fantastic. Yeah. And I wouldn't pay $500 for it, but it is fantastic.
Yeah, so I think I posed the question a while back, like, you know, you're paying that much for a bottle. Like, can the expectations match the price tag?
No.
This, man, the skits, because I was that, like, there's no way. And I was like, after trying this, I'm like, you can get pretty close. Still, the $500 mark, I don't know. If you can get to 500, but
there isn't a whiskey on earth worth $500.
But now he says Whistlepig, you can taste that.
Huh?
Now that you say Whistlepig, you can kind of taste the Whistlepig, yeah. Which is Canadian rye.
Mm. It's yeah. I don't care where it comes from. It's delicious.
It is.
It's really, really, really good.
It's excellent.
500 good?
No.
You've got to, I think you've got to be bought into Whistlepig.
Yeah.
And have a lot of money.
Yeah. And there's a lot of guys that collect the different Boss Hogs and, yeah. You know.
Wow. Thank you, Christy. Yes. Cheers.
Yeah, can't thank you enough.
That was great stuff. Didn't see that one coming.
Nope.
That's for sure.
Well, then my job here is done. So. Can I play with madness? All right.
Man. Nice. Nice one, JD.
All right.
Good
thank
one.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Just trying to do my part.
I know. You did it.
Friday. Yes. What's going on Friday?
We got a good old-fashioned bonus coming up.
Oh, we do.
I see what you did there. Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Good old-fashioned bonus episode.
You'll just be beaming with excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got
nothing. Cherry to the top of your week.
Okay.
Yeah, orange. It'll be the cherry
orange,
on top.
Orange, yeah, it'll be the cherry on top.
Aren't you glad orange we glad have another bonus
hey.
Coming?
Yeah.
Ice. What you did there?
Sugar, just listen.
Yeah, okay.
Can we get out of here before this gets... Yes. This is horrible.
Yes.
All right, gents. Well, thanks to Savannah Cook.
Yes.
Our friends at Ten Cups.
Yes. Yep.
And Christy for this amazing pour of Boss
Hog. Thank you.
Hog.
Yes.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, until Friday.
Till Friday.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.